The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
I wonder how much will the level 5 restrictions really impact on home working. Unfortunately, it would seem it's going to disproportionately affect those who have to go to a place of work, which now has to be shut down because of the new level 5 restrictions. And those are the people who are going to be on pandemic unemployment payments. That many of the people who have been working from home since last March actually never really went back to their office or place of employment, have continued to do their work from home. So they may not be a particularly big number who had returned to the workplace who will now be going back into a place of work. And indeed, there may be many who actually have to stay in their physical location because it simply isn't possible for them to do their work from home. Just on a personal level, I have to go to a TV station or to Virgin Media, to the studio, to do a TV show, whereas I can do this radio programme from home as I'm doing now. But if you are somebody who's working at home, how has it all worked out from the point of view of getting your workplace configured properly within your home? Well, we are joined now by employment solicitor Richard Grogan. Good evening to you, Richard.
Evening, Matt.
Richard, has this all been worked out appropriately? Are people who have been required to work from home in a proper workspace in their home? And who is necessarily responsible for that?
An awful lot of it hasn't been worked out properly. In March, we went into lockdown. It was an emergency situation. People started working from home. The employer has the responsibility. The employer must make sure that you have a workplace that is safe. Now, that applies equally if you're working at home. So you have to have a proper desk. You have to have a proper chair. They're the absolute basics. And a lot of people don't have that.
And this and who has to pay for them, though, Richard? I suppose that's the key issue, isn't it? Who actually decides to pick up the tab?
That's the employer. Because the employer has an obligation under the Safety, Health and Welfare at Work Act to have a safe workplace. If the employer wants you to work from home, it is the employer's responsibility. There is no ifs, ands, buts or hows about it. That's the law.
Okay, but from your experience, have all employers been doing that?
No. That's why there's an awful lot of people working at the kitchen table or working in their bedroom, sitting at the side of their bed. And this is going to start causing problems because the problems that are going to come up is that people are going to end up with back injuries because they're not sitting at a proper desk and they don't have a proper chair. And then this is going to come on and you're going to see personal injury cases. And we're a personal injury office, but we're saying, look, we don't want to see these kind of accidents arising. They shouldn't arise and they can be easily dealt with. It's a desk and a chair. They're not the most expensive thing to get and they save a considerable amount of money for an employer if they end up with a personal injury claim.
It's a checks and balances, isn't it? Because I can imagine plenty of cheapskate employers who will actually say, no, I'm not paying for a new chair for you. I'm not paying for a table in your own home. What goes on in your own house is your own business. And you either do the job there and accept that, or else you come back into the office. Now, is there a liability for companies as well who insist on bringing people back into the office, even when the public health guidelines are to work from home wherever possible? They may be insisting on people going back into the office, not because they're necessarily needed there, but because they don't then have to incur the costs of them being at home, and maybe they want to get better value for the rent they're paying in their commercial premises.
Yeah, that's the position. The contracts of employment that most people have will have a place of work. If you're not going to come into the place of work, so if the employee says, I'm not going to travel in because the government advice is that I work from home, the employer is entitled to say, you haven't come to work, I'm not paying you. It's as simple as that. Or the employer can say, well, look, you're not going to come into work, I'm going to lay you off. That's the law that we have at the present time. We do not have a right to work from home. And the obligation on the employer is you can ask, but the employer is entitled to say, no, that's not going to happen. I want you in the workplace.
Okay, that makes it very difficult as well, doesn't it? Again, if I come back to, if these cheapskate employers don't want to pay for you to have a proper desk and chair at home, which is effectively a workstation, you know, maybe you need a printer and a scanner, and they say, well, you're not going to have that either because we're not going to make the capital investment to have company equipment residing in somebody's house.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between calling them cheapskate employers. In fact, an employer who does that, reality-wise, is they're idiots because the you get a personal injury claim against you, your insurance costs are going to go up, your insurance premium is going to go up more than the cost of providing a desk, a chair, a printer and a scanner. Now, what I will say is there's a secondary issue that's coming up, that an awful lot of people are in flats or houses that actually don't really accommodate having a proper workstation. And yeah, that in itself is a real problem, that the employer says, I will give you all of this stuff. And the employer says, now, how is it going to be set up? And the employer says, well, I'm sorry, that just won't comply with health and safety. I actually can't have you work from home because there isn't space to put in the desk and the chair. And that is a problem in itself.
On the flip side, Richard Grogan, could there be a case whereby somebody doesn't want to be at home and wants to go to the workplace, and the employer can say, no, no, we don't want you coming in here. We insist on you working from home. And that person says, no, 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 I insist on coming to the workplace.
Yeah, that is, you've hit on a real problem that it comes up with a number of people. There are real mental health issues that are coming up for many employees who really want to go to the workplace. That's actually a source of their life, if I can put it that way. It can be their social life as much as anything else, and they enjoy the workplace. The employer, for health and safety reasons, can say, I don't want you in the workplace. But that then is a decision of the employer, and the employer then has to effectively lay you off. They can't insist that you work from home. So there are employees who say, I really want to come to the workplace. I like being in the workplace. And there are serious mental health issues that we're going to have at the end of all of this. We're already seeing it coming through, of people disconnect from the workplace and the mental health issues that that is actually creating. In fact, the family lawyers will tell you that husbands and wives or partners sharing an apartment or a house working together is actually a cause of a marital breakdown at the present time. So there are serious mental health issues that we haven't even thought about, of people coming to work and wanting to go to work.
But that's not the employer's responsibility, is it? If the employee starts falling out with the husband or wife at home, is it?
It isn't. But in fact, if people have these kind of mental stresses that come in, they actually impact on people's the ability of them to work. So there's employers who will be told by the employee, look, I really want to come to work. And they'll actually let them come to work because it actually may be in the best interest of the employee and their health that they actually are in the workplace, because this is an issue that is coming up. It's a huge challenge for employers and employees to work through this, and we're in uncharted territory, and the employment law just isn't there. We're dealing with legislation drafted for what I would call the normal 9-to-5 job.
Richard Grogan, thank you very much for joining us, employment solicitor.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.